From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At the first high-level North-South Korean talks in 2 years, the South proposed holding family reunions during next month's Winter Olympic Games, while the North has offered to send a high-level delegation to those games hosted by South Korea. Before arriving to the talks at the Truce Village of Panmunjom, South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-yeon said he hoped to reach agreement allowing the North to compete in the games. The talks are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet, following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue in a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said outside pressure over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs may have created the atmosphere for the talks to be made possible.
Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite.
The U.S. has welcomed the talks, but insisted the Korean Peninsula must first be denuclearized. A cyclone that struck the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar over the weekend killed nearly 30 people. Several are missing. Tropical Storm Ava passed over the eastern part of the African country Friday and Saturday, with winds clocked at nearly 200 kilometers per hour. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai said Monday it's time for his generation to step back and allow new hands to lead. Tsvangirai has been at the helm of the Movement for Democratic Change since its founding in 1999. Last year he disclosed he's battling cancer and spent weeks in South Africa seeking treatment. This is VOA News. The Trump administration